When the Truth and Reconciliation Commission released its final report in December of 2015, it provided detailed accounts of what happened to Indigenous children who were physically and sexually abused in government boarding schools. Furthermore, the report makes 94 specific calls to action, urging all levels of government to work together in order to change policies and programs in an effort to repair the harm caused by residential schools and to move forward with reconciliation. Number 43 of these, and the first item on the list for reconciliation, calls on all governments to fully adopt and implement the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, which had been adopted by the UN in September of 2007. You may have heard this referred to as UNDRIP before, and itself, UNDRIP contains 46 different articles identifying a standard of achievement to be pursued in a spirit of partnership and mutual respect. Now, that is a lot of information to digest and to commit to memory, which is why the Truth and Reconciliation Commission has made available, and at an affordable price of $7.35 at that, a booklet that includes not only the 94 calls to action and the 46 articles of UNDRIP, but also the Commission's 10 principles of reconciliation, all of which the Commission feels should be read and considered together. Well, a recent fundraising effort, we've discussed it here on the show before, and we'll do it again, has secured more than 500 copies of this booklet and is seeing them distributed to the many little free libraries that dot the capital region, including the one in the middle of Maynard Park in Saanich, where a short time ago, Murray Rankin, BC's Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation, was on hand to deliver a copy of the book to that little free library. Also on hand was my guest, Teal Phelps Bondaroff, the Pocket Places Project lead for the Greater Victoria Placemaking Network and the initiator of the fundraising effort. Teal, thank you for joining us today on the CFACTS Afternoon Show.
It's good to talk to you from here in the park.
Well, my pleasure. So what happened earlier?
Yeah, so really pleased to have Minister Rankin join us here in the park to drop off a copy of the Truth and Reconciliation Calls to Action. So Murray and I dropped off the first book of this project, and now we have a team, the Greater Victoria Placemaking Network has a team of volunteers that will be dropping off copies of this important book to every Little Free Library in the Greater Victoria area. And there are over 532 Little Free Libraries spread out across the CRD, and so we have a nice team of volunteers dropping those off. And people can start finding those popping up in little libraries all around town very soon.
Now, when you started this the crowdfunding campaign a few months ago, you know, you were just hoping to get like $4,000 or like, just a couple bucks. Maybe we'll get a few, maybe one copy of the book for each library. That would be awesome. But people came out in spades, didn't they?
Yeah, so a friend of mine suggested that we drop off copies of the book to little libraries over Twitter, and a bunch of people jumped on the thread and said they'd support the project. So we launched a crowdfunding campaign in July, mm-hmm. and in 24 hours we raised enough money to drop off one copy of the book to every single library. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd extend that a little bit, and people were very generous, and I was blown away by the 91 people who stepped up to support the project. And in the end, we raised money to buy 902 books.
Wow.
And I ordered 870 copies in English, 32 in French, and that's enough for about one and a half for every little library in town.
Well, and I'm glad that you got some books en français, because there are some people who speak only French in this town.
Yeah, and actually I'm also excited to say that I know the local Francophone Society is looking to install a Little Free Library just for French books downtown. I'm currently exchanging emails with them as we solve some technical installation problems. So it's great to have that kind of accessibility as well. And on the next step for the project, because I think people were really excited about it as a way of spreading really important education and information about yes. reconciliation. So the next phase of the project, after we finish delivering the books, is going to be to raise more funds for a children's book about reconciliation.
Okay.
We're going to launch that project on September 30th, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, which is a new national holiday. And the idea is to raise funds to buy copies of a couple of different versions of children's books that are a bit more accessible for younger folks. Because what's important to note, and you were reading through the different principles and the calls to action,
yes.
principle number 10 is reconciliation requires sustained public education and dialogue, mm-hmm. including youth engagement. And it goes on from there as well. And so education is a really important element to reconciliation, and that means engaging with all folks, whether they speak different languages or from different ages.
So when can we see these, we'll call it 533 libraries have their copies of the book?
Yeah, so people come down to Maynard Park. I know there's two here right now.
Sure.
I'll be dropping them off on the way home, and our volunteers are already out dropping off books today. I was giving them out this weekend. So you should be able to find them in a Little Free Library. For folks who are trying to find little libraries in town, mm-hmm. the Greater Victoria Placemaking Network has mapped out all 532 of them. And if you go to our website, victoriaplacemaking.ca, you can find all of them mapped out. And it's a great treasure hunt to see as many, to visit as many as you can in a single day. My record, by the way, for folks out there, is 29 in one day. And you have to go to sort of Oak Bay or Fernwood to hit that many, unless you've got a good pair of likes on you.
Fair enough. Now, hey, let's talk a little bit about the libraries, because these little free libraries operate much in the same way as a little coin tray at the corner store. You give one, you take one, right?
That's right, yeah. And little free libraries are not just about books. I've always described them as coral reefs for community. And okay. So, you know, when you go to a little free library, you aren't necessarily going to find a book that you're, you know, the book that you're looking for to complete your trilogy.
Sure.
But you're going to meet some interesting people and fall into great conversations. So they really are ways of creating community. And again, that's kind of why this book project, I think, works well with little libraries, because they do help spread information and important information. Over the course of the Pocket Places project, we've distributed other objects and books to little libraries. So during National Poetry Month, I partnered with some local publishers to distribute locally published poetry. I was out dropping off bookmarks with the Victoria Literacy Connections Summer Book Bash. And during the height of the pandemic, when we wanted people to be safely, you know, expressing themselves, we distributed chalk, sidewalk chalk. During Pride Month, I was dropping off Pride zines. So they're a great way of sharing information with the community that goes just beyond simple books.
Well, thank you so much, Teal Phelps-Bondaroff from the Greater Victoria Placemaking Network, for spending a couple minutes to chat with us today about what happened out in Maynard Park, where the first of many copies of the Truth and Reconciliation Calls to Action has been delivered to the many little free libraries that dot the Capital Region. Teal, thank you for your time today on the CFAX Afternoon Show.
Pleasure talking to you, and I want to encourage people to go out there, find a copy of the book, read it, share it with friends, bring it back to a little library, and learn more about reconciliation so we can all work together in this ongoing process.